Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack, who's marketing director with Lighthouse Education. Velvet, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, last time we talked, we were talking about a 23-minute morning routine, and this was an article I came across, and you just kind of fell in love with this article, and then you actually went down that path and experimented with this or adopted it, and so
yeah.
What were the results?
They were great. They were wonderful. The end result was that I started seeing more positive things happening in my life. It was almost like I didn't have to do anything, that it just systematically was moving into more grace, more peace, more ease. And to be honest, it was a perfect time to do that ritual with the election all going on and so much tension around us.
So remind us of what some of the things involved with that are.
It was very simple. The very first thing that you do is that you write down three things that you're grateful for. And those are very easy the first couple of days, and then it gets a little more difficult because the brain's starting to act up.
I told you that might be a problem.
Yeah, you did. You did. But you push through it. You just, and then once you push through it, once you continue the gratitude, it comes easier. And then the other thing was is just one thing that happened positive in the last 24 hours. And then the exercise part, I did stretching. So that was very easy and very applicable in my life. Didn't have to worry about anything. And then we had to write an email, of course, of somebody that we were grateful for. And then breathing. The breathing I wind up doing first thing before I even got up out of bed. And it was wonderful.
So are you staying with this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that now it's a habit. And I actually got my husband to do it. And so the very first thing we say, okay, what three things are you grateful for? So we have continued, and this is a part of our daily routine now.
So again, this is a 23-minute routine that you do. First thing?
Yeah, I do it
first
thing.
Mm-hmm. First thing. And we'll make a link to that article again. I don't want to totally rehash this. But it's been useful to you, been helpful.
Very much so, yes. And I know it will be for anybody who sticks to it for the 21 days.
Well, that's always the trick, isn't it? And now we're going to transition into an article that you showed me about transforming your habits in 21 days. And this is something that... I've heard that maybe all my life, but it takes 21 days to change a habit.
Right.
That's pretty well, seems to be pretty well established.
And even though it's well established, what is the reason that people are not doing it? Because 21 days is 3 weeks. It's easy. Anybody can do anything in 3 weeks, right? So why are we not doing it if it's...
Yeah, I don't. That's one of those holding your breath for a minute sounds easy until you try to do it. You know, so 3 weeks is 3 weeks, and
right.
And then the other thing is, you know, people may say they want to change their habits, but do they really want to change
right
their habits? You know, so
yeah, and that's why I like the article too, because it said do it for 21 days, and you know you're not committed to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just try it for 21 days, and after the 21 days, if you feel like you want to go back to that habit, you haven't lost anything.
We're talking with Velvet Womack, and Velvet is our wellness commentator. As you say, no commitment required to this.
Right.
Highly effective in getting good habits in place, this 21-day practice.
Right, because most of us are already focusing on what's negative. You know, we already know the negative habit that we do not want. So now we're replacing it with a good habit. That good habit is going to take over the old habit. So it kind of fades away naturally.
Mm-hmm. A great way to try new things. And again, you're not making a commitment. You're just doing this for 3 weeks.
Right. I don't know if I want to jump out of a plane trying a new thing, but maybe I could work it up in my mind in 21 days. I could build up the courage.
But the 23-minute thing that we talked about also, this is also suggested that you do it for 21 days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, what's magical about 21 days?
Well, the 21 days is necessary for the neuro pathways that are going to be reformed in the brain. It's kind of like the brain has a groove that if we say, I'm not good enough, there's a big, deep groove, and that's a natural groove to fall in. It's kind of like riding your bike and then falling into a groove. It's very hard to get out of that. So the 21 days of any kind of plan that you're doing to change a habit or to create something better in your life is creating a new groove.
Hmm. So like it's like wearing a path
yes.
through a field or what have you. It takes a certain amount of repetitive action to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Velvet Womack is our wellness commentator, and she's with Lighthouse Education. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.